We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, and we're starting a brand new parak, Parak HaOmer. What's significant about this is that we're going back to Maseches Gittin. We took a break after the beginning of Shleach, the first Mishnah Shleach. We took a break and talked about things that were Tikkun Olam, Dark Yisholim. That was the end of Parak HaShleach and the whole Parak HaNazakin. Now we're going back to Gittin and Yonim. Zok the Mishnah HaOmer Hiskavel Get Zel Ishti. Now we know there's two types of shluchim. Something called shliach lahilacha and a shliach lekabbalah. A shliach lahilacha is where a husband sends a shliach to bring a get to his wife, so the shliach becomes a makom to the husband. When is the get chal? When the get is given over to the isha. There's something called shliach lekabbalah where the shliach becomes a makom the isha. That when he accepts the get, she becomes divorced. Now we know shliach lahilacha is made idea husband. And a shliach lekabbalah has to be made by a wife, because a husband can make a person into a shliach kabbalah. Why not? Because it's not a schus for the isha to get divorced. So you need the isha to agree and say, you know, I want you to be my shliach lekabbalah, and then it can be chal when you give it to the shliach.
She's still married,
then. She's still married. Yes, she can make a shliach. You like make a shliach? Why can't make a shliach?
Can you make a
shliach? Of course, each can make a shliach. I'm not sure what your question is. He can make a shliach kabbalah, she can make a shliach kabbalah. What's the question? She can make a shliach kabbalah.
He can make a kabbalah.
He can make a shliach kabbalah. We just said he cannot make a shliach kabbalah. She has to make a shliach kabbalah, and he makes a shliach lahilacha. So, Omer, if someone says it's gavel get zela ishti, if someone tells a man a shliach, be mekabel's get for my wife, oyhoil get zela ishti, or bring this get for my wife. The halacha is it's not chal. It's not chal now because he cannot make a shliach kabbalah. All he can do is make a shliach lahilacha. So mrotz alachsa yachsa, until the get reaches his wife, he can be chayza because he cannot make her this shliach into shliach lekabbalah. Ha'isha shamas kabbali giti. If the isha says be mekabel, tells a shliach mekabel, tells Reuven mekabel is get for me. Imrotz alachsa yachsa. Once the husband gives it over to this messenger, he cannot be chayza. Why? Because this person is shliach lekabbalah. His hand becomes the hand of the isha. And therefore, it's chal, the get is chal, right when it takes effect, when he gives it to the shliach, the messenger. Lefikach, the only way out of that is, if the baal tells the shliach lekabbalah, he efshes to kabbalah. I don't want you to mekabel the get for her, I want her to get the get. Ela hoylech v'tein lo, then in rotzalach z'yachzer. So if the shliach kabbalah pulls up, he can say, you know what, I don't want you to be shliach kabbalah. I know the isha made the shliach kabbalah, but I don't want the get to be chal until it gets to the isha. That he could do, and he makes this person into shliach lehilacha, and he brings it to the isha. And therefore he could be chayzer. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, afay meres toli giti in rotzalach z'yachzer. The isha, if she says hiskabel giti, it's possible to be shliach kabbalah. What about if the isha tells the shliach, tells Reuven, bring me my get? So Rav Shimon Gamliel's machadish that holy git is also a lashon kabbalah, which means that shvichal when the shliach gets it, when the messenger gets it, and therefore the baal, the husband, cannot be chayzer. So that's our mishnah. We have three parts of our mishnah, and that's our mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Omer of Acha Breid Rav Avi or Rav Ashi. Now taimod l'shavisi yishliach l'kabbalah. The only reason why the reisha we say that it's only chal when it reaches the isha is because the isha never made a shliach lekabbalah. And I said to mekabel get, the husband said to mekabel get, that doesn't work because it's not a schus, so therefore we have to wait to give it to the isha. It's a shliach lelacha. Same thing about ha'ilach also. But, so that's only because that she did not make a shliach. Ha'osha v'si'i shliach lekabbalah. Let's say she made a shliach lekabbalah. I tell the shliach, it's kabbal ha'ilach, it sounds like, then it's chal already. Rotzer lachzer lo yachzer. Shema mino hoylech eschidami. So it's be a rai hoylech eschidami. I don't recall this before at the end of the first parak and daf yudalad. If I say hoylech, do I mean to be zoycha or not? Do I mean that you should be zoycha or not? Now, if hoylech does not mean keschi, it just means to bring it. So if a shliach kabbalah comes to me, I say bring it to the isha. Don't be zoycha. Bring it to the isha. Then I say I'm not asking for kabbalah. I want to be a shliach lelacha. So then it would not be chal. Here it's mashma. The whole reason why it's not chal by ha'ilach is only because the messenger is not a shliach kabbalah. If the messenger would be a shliach kabbalah, it would be chal right away, even though I said ha'ilach. So it must mean ha'ilach is chiyah. Oh, very good, very good. Wait till we get there. So it's a shma mino, ha'ilach is chiyah. So it's a raya ha'ilach is chiyah, because what's the chiddush over here? It's kabbalah ha'ilach, what's the chiddush? Of course ha'ilach, it means a shliach halacha. Terry says to tell you that dafka in this case it's shliach halacha. But if it would be a case where the isha made a shliach, made this messenger of Shliach Kabbalah would be Chal. So you see, Shmaim Halach is Chidami. So really, it's not even a chiddush. That the hoylich, the halacha is that the get is only chal against the isha. It's not a chiddush at all, because even if she would be, even if the messenger would be a shliach kabbalah, it still wouldn't work until he gets there. So what's the chiddush of the reisha? Veskabel giti get leishti yitzrichle. Saka d'achaminom hoylu bar lav bar shavu yishliach lekabbalah. Since the bar cannot make a shliach kabbalah, so then maybe if I say a shliach kabbalah, it's like I said nothing. Think about it. Here, I go over to the messenger. I say, "Be mekabel a get for my wife." L'chayra, there's no shlichas at all, because I didn't make him a shlich l'alach, and a shlich l'kabbalah I can't do. So nothing should be chal, should be get at all, even when it reaches her hand. Kamash lo, and that you can tie to skabel v'hoylach ka'ama, which Rashi explains the Peter Gemara later on, which means is since Adam yedeya that there's no shlich l'kabbalah. What he means to say is the Adam Deish ain't l'shliachas the Kabbalah, but I did the Tana skabas, and therefore he makes him to shliach loyloch. And he means to say his skab of hoylach kama. That's what it means. That's what it means. That's what he means to say. Al kaponim, that's what we're holding right now. So Tanan, let's try bring a raya. Ha'isha she'omra skab legiti. If the isha says it's skab legiti, then imrotz alachs loyachs, and schala reaches the messenger. So pastors are going back on the ratio, right? Where the husband said a skabel hoylich. My lavlo is not a kabbalah, it's not a halacha. So you see clearly, hoylich is kischi dami, because hoylich is lav kischi. So then it would be a kira, you being oiker, you're not agreeing to what the isha said. So it's a raya, the hoylich kischi. So a kabbalah. When it says the case, the isha omer skabel git, that works, is a case where the husband said a skabel get. But if he says hoylich taka, maybe the taka is only a shliach halacha, it's not a raya. Let's try another raya. Toshima, we have here a shliach lekabbalah, and the Mishnah says the only way to make him the shliach halacha is by saying, "I don't want you to be a shliach kabbalah." Toshima, I don't want you to be kabbalah. And rotzalach zayachzer. Then he can be chayzer. Time of the amay yefshi. It's only because he gave a whole speech. He efshi to kabbalah loyloch. Haloy amay yefshi. And rotzalach zayachzer. Then you wouldn't be chayzer. Shvayim lehalach kischidami. It's mamash klar raya, because it says it's if you say hoylach v'tein lo. Then it would be a shliach l'kabbalah. Only because it said efshi. That's why it's not shliach l'kabbalah. So it's clear. Hoylech is kischi. And for the Gemara, dilma b'heilech. Maybe the case is in the Seifa that don't read it. Hoylech. It's missing. The vav has to be placed by a yud. It's supposed to say heilech. And heilech would mean is like she said. If you didn't say efshi, it means heilech. Heilech. Do what you said, which is shliach l'kabbalah. And therefore, we're not bringing a raya one way or another, like Gavin Machlekes and Nafidalit, if Halach Chizchi or not, but on Yat Shem and Afsamach Gimel and Beis will resurface this Halach Chizchi, and they will have more clear Amad Yomer about Halach Chizchi. Zot the Gemara Vayit, the new Gemara, Pshita, Ish have a Shliach Leilacha. It's possible that a man could be a Shliach Leilacha. Why? She came Baal Melech Gel Ishti. Because the Baal Kamel Gishtim, we know, when it comes to Shlichas, something called Betairas. You have to be Betairas Shlichas. For example, an Eved or a Goy cannot be a Shliach. Why not? Because he cannot make a Kedushin. He cannot affect the Kedushin himself. He can't be a Shliach either. So here, Ish could be a Shlich Leilacha, because an Ish could give a get. And the Isha have a Shlich Kabbalah. Isha could be a Shlich Kabbalah. And Isha Mekabbalah is going to be a Baalah, because the Isha could be Mekabbalah get. She's a Betairas Kabbalah. What about ish lekabbalah? Ish lelachamai? Could a ish be a shliach lekabbalah? He's not a tyrant. He can't accept the get. And could a ish be a shliach lelachah? That's the question of the Gemara. My, is there a tyrant or not? Toshima, let's start bringing a raya from our Mishnah. Toshima, it says in our Mishnah, "Oy me eskabel gezel ishti, or helik gezel ishti." You tell a person, let's say it's a man, "Be mekabel's get for my wife, or brings get for my wife." And roslach ziyachzer. When it reaches the isha, it's mekareshes. Then it says the isha omra skabel legitim rosh lachzor lo yachzor. My lav chas shliach. Pastor, the same shliach, right? Same shliach. If the husband makes him the shliach kabbalah, doesn't work. But if the isha makes the same person shliach kabbalah, works. Clearly, a ish could be a shliach kabbalah or isha. It's still the same person, pastors. So v'shvami no kashul kabbalah kashul lelacha. It's all the same. So we know it's not right. Lo yavstei shluchim. I missed it. I have to say it's too much two shluchim. Maybe the first case is a man. And the second case, Isha, is an Isha. They made an Isha shliach. Toshima, let's bring it all right. L'fikach m'omalei ha'baal, if the Baal tells the Isha's messenger, Yefshish to Kabbalah, I don't want you to be a shliach Kabbalah, ela hoylech v'tein lo. You bring it to halacha. In rotz lachzor yachzor. If you want to be chayzik, be chayzik. V'hocha, l'chad shliachu. Here, it's one shliach. It's definitely one shliach. It's the same guy, same fellow. He was a shliach l'kabbalah, and he turned to the shliach halacha. Clearly, it's the same person. So someone got to do both. Either yesh or yesha. V'chad shliachu v'shmam nekosh l'kabbalah, kosh l'halacha. Somewhere you're right. Posh minei, ish have a shliach l'kabbalah. If I had to pick one, I would say it's the ish, because he's a little bit of a tyrus. You know why? If a father marries off his daughter, he could also accept her get. So there's a possibility for a man to be mekabel a get. How? A father for a daughter. So it's b'tayras. So if I have to pick one of them that could be a shliach for both, I would say it's the ish. And the ish, it could be a shliach halacha shliach kabbalah. But you still declare, isha lehoilacha to bayar lachmai. Isha to be a shliach halacha, what's the halacha? Because isha be a shliach halacha. Amrav Mari, yes. If the Olim learned to get them well, they know that it's clear that Ishu be a shliach halacha. Toshma, we had it in the second parak. Af anoshim she'ein nemenos loy ma'meiz baila. Even the ladies who are not neman as edus that her husband died because they hate her. For example, her mother-in-law, her sister-in-law, nemanos laves gita. They're allowed to bring the get. V'hasam halachi. When they bring a get, they're a shliach halacha. They're bringing the get, saying, Fainachta, Fainachta, Mashiach Lailacha over there. So you see clearly, Isha could be a Shiach Lailacha, Mephur Zariah. Ravashi, Mesefa Namisham, no, it's not a riot, no, it's Sefa. The Isha Atzma and Vias Gita, the Isha herself brings a get, Vavachi, Tricha Lailma, Fainachta, Fainachta, Voi Kimna, and we zet the Rhyme, Bahailacha. We zet the Rhyme, Mashiach Lailacha. Shma Mino, the case was that Isha's bringing a get, they have to say, Fainachta, Fainachta. So Mara asks, and Afkhav Dalad, what do you mean? When she got the get ready, she's divorced. Why does he say Fahim Nechem Echtem? So the more answers, he told the Isha, you shouldn't be Mekadesha, to Megresha, until you get there to Shal, I and Shal Mesugir. So she was a Shlich Leilacha. So you see also, Isha could be a Shlich Leilacha. First off, right? You see also, Isha...
One Shlich, she's herself.
No, there was a Shlich. Only Shlich said Fahim Nechem Echtem. She's herself, and she's divorced already. Huh?
Wouldn't we make him that case where she has to give it over to the best of the back there?
So either way, but she was shliach lelacha. She made a shliach kabbalah then. That was the whole story there. They made a shliach kabbalah. She was a shliach lelacha then. She said fine nechta nechtam. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can have more. You ask this. You can have more than one shliach lelacha. Yeah, you can have two shliach lelachas. Three. Yeah, it's all shliach lelacha. All the power, the valid whole shal middle of the mem. Shliach made all shal in the third parak, but the vada shliach lelacha. Akaponim. So you find two places that can be shliach lelacha. Shma mina. Akapalim, that's a klal raya that both the ish and the isha could do both jobs, loilacha and kabbalah. Itma, we learn. Havali giti. Now we have here a story where a shliach pulls up to the man, to the husband, and he changes the story that the isha really told him. The story is like this. Havali giti. The isha tells Reuven, bring me the get. And not la kabbalah, shliach loilacha here. But he tells the husband that your wife said I should be mekabel get, and it should be chal right when you give it to me. And it could be he has a reason for saying this, like he doesn't want to have to be responsible for the get, because once it reaches him, it's divorce, so it's kavaldik. So he says to the husband, by the way, your wife made me a shliach kabbalah. And what does he answer? He says, here, I'm giving it to you, whatever she said. Now the truth is what she says shliach halacha. And he's claiming the shliach, shliach l'kabbalah. So what's the halacha? Rav Nachman says, b'shem Rav Avu, b'shem Rav, hafilu agiya get liyado in a megareshes. In this case, it's not megareshes at all. Even when the get reaches the isha. Why? Shema mina, and the board of the day kasamach. We know as b'chloikis, in Mestach Zabat Metziah, that who you say mecham in such a case. Are you relying on what the isha is saying? And you don't know, but you're saying, I want whatever the isha is saying. Or you trust the shliach, that's what the isha said. Which case? So the Gemara says, Shvami no, I deburi deka samach. It must be, you're trusting the shliach. And what you're saying, Kamash Avri, you're saying is, like she says, shliach kabbalah. So here, I'm giving it to you as a kabbalah. The problem is, he's not a shliach kabbalah, therefore nothing's chal. I deburi deka samach, and therefore nothing's chal. Like Rashi speaks out, the mehemnes lay the shliach kabbalah, the shliach kabbalah at, hilkach in megareshes. The chiyav baal nele, when the baal gives it to him, I died the shliach kabbalah yav nele. Love that lelacha, and shliach kabbalah yava. I never made you a shliach lelacha. That's why it's not chal. She should be divorced at least. So it must be, we have a raya from Rav Nachman that he holds because if it meant that the word did, then it would be chal, it got their hands. So Omar Avashi says, no, it's not a raya. We see one more Gemara here that slugs off that it's not a raya from Rav Nachman's halacha that he holds that the word did kasamach. Rashi is a different pshat in this whole thing. Omar Avashi, hachi ashto. Bishlomba, yitva ipcha. If there was an opposite case, the case was where his kabbalagiti, where the isha says, bim b'shech kabbalah for me. And he walks in and says, your wife said, and he says, so we have exact same case with a switch, where she really made him Mashiach Kabbalah, he says, in that case, whatever Rav Nachman said, we would have a raya. If Rav Nachman, if Rav Nachman would tell you that when the get reaches the Shliach's hands, that Isha's Megreshes, Amad Burdi Dok Hudukasamach. Then you have a raya that he is Samech on her Dibur and Shech Kabbalah. Inami, if Rav Nachman said that it's only divorced when Liyada, when the get reaches her hand, then Adibur Dekasamach. Then we're Samech on his Dibur and you made him into Shech Kabbalah. But Elahacha, here is not a raya. You know why here? It's not chal at all, not because you're soymech on his dibur and you didn't make a shliach kabbalah. You can't make a shliach kabbalah and you didn't make a shliach lelacha. It's not a pshat. Lelacha, from the akre shliach shechus legamri, because here the shliach made himself a shliach. Maybe really you're soymech on her words, whatever it is. But here the guy's saying, I don't want to be a shliach lelacha. I don't want the responsibility. Lelacha is the akre shliach shechus legamri who, damar. Shliach leKabbalah Avina. I'll be a Shliach leKabbalah. Leilacha leAvina. I'm not being a Shliach leIlacha. That's the problem there. Here, Rav Nachman says it's not a good get. Why not? Because the guy walked in and said, I'm a Shliach leKabbalah. Why is he a Shliach leKabbalah? Why did he say that? He doesn't want the responsibility to be a Shliach leIlacha. The Isha made him into Shliach leIlacha, but he didn't want to be that. He wants a Shliach leKabbalah. So he walks in and says, I want to be a Shliach leKabbalah. So there, when you give it to him, it's not chal, because if you give it to him al shliach kabbalah, so he's not shliach kabbalah. No man shliach kabbalah. If you give it to him shliach lelacha, he doesn't want to do that. You can ask me. He brought it. He brought it. Levaisa. So look, he changed his mind. So Rashi speaks it out. Hilka chinami imlich bamtayin lela lav gitahu. He never was a kabbal. Man, he changed his mind. He brought it. He felt bad. He brought it. He never agreed to become a shliach. Therefore, it's not a shlichus. Now, Tosis points out there would have been another way that could have been raya. Let's say in this case that we do have on Oman Beis, the halacha would have been, Rav Nachman said, "Mishgigat liyadam megreshes." That would also be a raya. That would be raya dibur da samach. That would be a raya. If he said megreshes, it would be raya dibur da. But the way we have it, that's not a gerush at all. It's nishke raya, because nothing to do with who's dibur samach on. It has to do with this, because this guy said clearly, "I don't want to be a shliach." That's why it's not chal. So that's what we're holding right now. Rav Nachman says the halacha is if the guy switches it in a way that makes it easier for himself, we assume he's trying to be oikir shlichus and nothing to do with dibur di day or dibur di da, which means do we soymech on the shliach or soymech on the isha. Either way, it's not the pshat here. The pshat is because he's oikir his shlichus.